I'd like to turn to the book of Romans and the very last chapter. Just a few thoughts from Romans chapter 16, beginning at verse 25. Romans chapter 16, and reading from verse 25. Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel, and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery, kept secret since the world began, but now made manifest, and by the prophetic scriptures made known to all nations according to the commandment of the everlasting God, for obedience to the faith, to God alone wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Romans is considered a very deep and meaningful book. It's very theological. Of course, you might say that about the whole of the Bible. It's all to do with God. But Paul in the book of Romans really teaches some very kind of fundamental truths upon which other things hang. And yet here we have the final words. And he begins by saying, now to him who is able to establish you, to make you firm, to prevent you from wobbling. Now, the Romans, or rather the church that met at Rome, they're not bad. They're not like those Corinthians who are, you know, wacky warehouse type figures. They're pretty solid. They're pretty sound. You know, there's a few issues in the church, the relationship between Jew and Gentile and what to eat and all the rest of it. But they are pretty good. And yet, Paul says, now to him who's able to establish you, their faith needs to be established and made firm. It's already quite good, but it needs to be established. Furthermore, when it comes to establishing, it's him, Christ, who does it. I would never dream of literally building my own house. I might have some fun planning it to begin with, but it would fall down. I would need a professional to do it for me. Jesus Christ is pretty good at establishing people's faith and keeping it firm and keeping it sound. He's good at that. But look at the next phrase. According to my gospel. Now, wouldn't you have expected Paul to say, according to the gospel, or according to his gospel, God's gospel? No, according to my gospel. And you might be reading that and thinking, who does Paul think he is? Well, he is an apostle, and the Holy Spirit is inspiring him, so he is allowed to say that phrase. But what Paul has done, he's taken the gospel, and he has owned it himself. This is not just an intellectual exercise. It's not a philosophical idea. It's not just a concept to be disputed and debated. It is something of which he has taken hold, and he has taken it for himself. I urge you, don't just hear of the gospel, but own it. Make it your own. You might also make the point, and perhaps less so in the book of Romans, but certainly in some of the other letters Paul writes, there are alternative gospels available. Mm. Now, of course, we know a gospel which isn't the gospel is no gospel. A false gospel is not good news. A false gospel is not good news. The gospel that Paul has preached is the gospel, the good news, once and for all handed to the saints for which they must contend. It is the gospel, the preaching of Jesus Christ. Again, if anyone comes and preaches another or has an emphasis elsewhere than upon Christ, that is not the gospel. You know, somebody could come and preach a wonderful sermon on ecology and climate change, upon the refugee crisis, upon financial inequality, and they might say wonderful things, and they might say in a very good way, but if it's not the preaching of Jesus Christ, it's not good news. Mm. And from a pulpit, I don't want to hear it. He then uses an interesting expression. According to the revelation of the mystery. Well, a mystery is something we don't really understand or know, and yet a revelation is something that has been revealed. The gospel is a mystery which has now been revealed. He talks about it being kept secret since the world began. God had a plan to rescue sinful men and women from sin. How could a holy, righteous God possibly let sinful people like us into his throne room? How on earth will he bridge the gap? How on earth will he solve the conundrum? Well, he does so in the gospel. God the Son becomes a real human being, lives a perfect life, but at the same time dies a terrible death, that all who believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The prophets wanted to know more. Angels were looking into it. Paul says, we know it. That which was hidden, that which was hard to understand, that which could barely be anticipated, we now know it. That is the gospel. It's made manifest, it's made clear, it's made plain by the prophetic scriptures made known to all nations. The scriptures were talking about it. And he talks now of all nations having that. Of course, he's not just talking about the Jewish nation, which had the scriptures, but through the preaching of the gospel, people from all tribes and nationalities and languages and ethnicities are now hearing about and responding to the good news. We had Open Doors here on Thursday last week, talking about the persecuted church. And their emphasis, of course, was that many Christians are being persecuted abroad. But it did me good to be reminded that in nations far away, people have and are calling on the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. He is saving people thousands of miles away. Of course, we pray for our own area, don't we? Oh, Lord, move in Rimington. And I pray and hope that he does. But he's moving in Iran. Mm-hmm. He's moving in North Korea. He's moving in China. He's moving in Africa, in South America. Mm-hmm. Wherever there are people, the Spirit of God is drawing people to himself. According to the commandment of the everlasting God. God has commanded it for obedience to the faith. And then he says, to God alone wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. We call that a doxology, a kind of way of rounding off a letter and giving glory to God. But notice Paul, having spoken about the glories of the gospel, he then begins to worship God. Worship is not just singing. It's not just liking a tune. It is reflecting upon what God has done and who God is and responding to that. To God alone wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. Amen. Amen.